favorite tunes from Miss Dakota right now. So I'll see you on the flip side. We love you. Here's Dakota.
Time measured out my days. Life carried me along. In my soul I yearn to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could be gained. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. We both know how that would go. The battles I would face
Dakota, my love, I could hear you sing that song every day. I believe you when you sing that song. You touch my soul. That's a soul song you sing. And it just blesses me. I'm almost speechless, and I'm here to speak. Just thank you for being my sister, Dakota. There are so many fabulous, fabulous ministers of music at Unity of New York, and I just love you all so much, and I want to thank you for your powerful, powerful ministries. Well, I've already told you that I've been doing a lot of work in my yard, gardening, because gardening is what I do, because I am a gardener. When I went to India many, many years ago, a couple of decades ago, I was told by a reader there that in my later years, I would be doing a lot of small farming, that I would be growing plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables all over my property. And I remember laughing when the reader gave me that reading, because I knew that I would be doing a little gardening, but I had no idea that it would come to pass that I would actually become a full-time gardener. I like to call myself a small-time farmer. There's one thing that I've shared with you before during this season that is a ministry that takes place for me and through me while I'm gardening. I never work with earphones in my ears, listening to music or listening to a reading of a book or anything else. I work in the silence. I generally, when my schedule allows, get up around 7, get outside by 7:30, and I work continuously, taking breaks to do Zooms and messages and take care of worldly business that I have to take care of in order to pay my bills and keep the lights on. Otherwise, I'm gardening. And it's a ministry for me. Because as I'm gardening and tilling the soil, I'm also gardening in my own mind. This is not the first time that I have brought you a message titled The Garden of My Mind, and it probably won't be the last. Tilling the soil of my mind is so important for me. By the grace of God, I am allowed to look at myself and to make my mind my own business. I've also brought you that message, mind your own business, because your mind is your business, your principal business, something you need to tend to keep the light on in your life, to keep a pep in your step, to get your motor going so that you can keep on keeping on. Tending to the garden of your mind allows you to know what the daily word for today has reminded us of, that each and every one of us is a work in progress. We are not stuck where we happen to be in the moment. There is always a greater us to bring into manifestation. I love the phrase by Neil Donald Walsh, which says that every moment offers me an opportunity to recreate myself anew in the next highest version of the greatest vision I have ever held of who I am. Yes, brothers and sisters, when I'm out there digging, covered with dirt and mud, with all kinds of pieces of branches and leaves stuck in my afro, I am tending the garden of my mind. Gardeners know that one important thing that has to be tended on a regular basis is that one must notice where weeds are growing and pull those weeds out. Because most weeds are invasive weeds, they will want to take over the flower. They will want to take over the herbs. They will want to take over the vegetables. They will want to drink all of the water that I want the herbs and vegetables and flowers to receive. And so it's my job to search out the weeds and to pull them out by the roots. One thing I noticed from gardening as a child alongside my brother is that my father reminded both of us, make sure you pull the weeds out by the roots, because if you do not, they will simply spring to life again. You will be amazed, truly amazed, at the resurrecting power of a weed. Well, my brother's mind was never in the garden. His mind was always on the ball field, the basketball court, or the baseball field. And so he wanted to make quick work of his part of his duty to weed the garden. And he would simply snap them off, not pull them out by the roots. He would snap them off a little bit below the ground so that it appeared that there were no roots. There were no weeds. But below the surface, those weeds were totally about proving their resurrecting power. And with the next rain, they would spring to life above the soil again. Very much like some of the weeds and invasive plants that seek to grow in my mind and in your mind. Sometimes through our forgiveness processes, through our studies, through our meditations, we succeed at for a while snapping off the weeds below the soil. We think we've done our work, and we go about our business. And for a short while, we are rejoicing in the fact that in our experience, there are no weeds. But with the first rain, the first downpour, there they are again. The work must continue. And the work is deep work. Once again, mind your own business, because your mind is your own business. So pulling the weeds out by the roots is one thing that I'm doing outside in my property and doing inside the mind of Carlos Wayne Anderson. There's another piece of business that's very important, not only for flowers, but also for vegetables, and that is deadheading. Deadheading is what the Daily Word speaks to today. It's searching inside one's mind to find out what is there that no longer needs to be. It's different from weeding the garden. This is picking out things within us that no longer serve the purpose for our happiness and our harmony and our peace. Deadheading is very important. There are many flower bushes and flower beds in my yard, and one thing I need to do on a weekly basis is to scan them. I will notice that some of the buds are browned out. They're no longer alive. But let me tell you about this. The plant itself is trying to resurrect them. It is using a lot of its potential for life to try to bring to life buds that are dead. They once were beautiful. They had their day in the sun. Now their time is over. As Carlos Wayne Anderson looks in his mind, he notices that he needs to deadhead some flowers who have lived their time in the sun and are now dead. If I do not get rid of these, there is something in my own life force that will continue to try to resurrect something whose time is over. There are things I used to do that I don't do anymore. There are some ways of thinking I used to think that no longer serve my purpose. I have to intentionally release and let go of anything and everything that does not support the me I want to be now and plan to be tomorrow. I really, really, really want to lend myself in each moment, seeing it as an opportunity for me to recreate myself anew in the next grandest version of the next greatest vision of who it is possible for me to be. Sometimes, as painful as it might be, I am called upon to deadhead relationships with people I have been in close relationship, sometimes for years, even decades. Our relationships used to work. They used to be relationships that were supportive of one another. We used to be going in the same place, at the same pace. But there are times where relationships have had their day in the sun. It has been painful for me a number of times to recognize that my friendship with such and such or so and so is now a dead flower that I have been using a lot of my life force to resurrect, to have it be what it used to be in the good old days, in the heydays of our connection. It is sad and necessary to recognize when some relationships are over, have had their day in the sun, and that it is up to me now to very gently and deliberately remove the dead flower. It's work. Tending the garden of the mind is work. It is so much work that most people in the world do not tend to it. Most people are not about changing on purpose, developing on purpose, moving forward, upward, and onward on purpose. So many people are just going with the flow, allowing things to happen to them rather than through them. I'm sure many of you have heard the adage, that adage being that 80% of the people have no idea that anything is happening at all. 10% of the people realize that something's happening and they observe what's happening. But that final 10% see what's happening, know something's happening and know it is their job to make something happen. I would like to know that all of us are among the final 10% who are co-creating with the Creator the life that we want to live today and the life that we look forward to living tomorrow. A never-ending, unfolding process of mortem to mortem to mortem to mortem. Don't be like most people. Choose not to be among the 80% who have no idea what's going on or their power to affect what will go on. The scripture that I have given for this message makes it clear. It speaks to me. They all speak to me. I preface each one in the privacy of my own mind with my own name. And so for this scripture this morning, this is how I read it in my mind. Carlos Wayne, Carlos Wayne, Carlos Wayne. Be you not conformed to this world. That word, conformed, begins with C-O-N, con. You know what a con is. A con is being duped, tricked, used. Don't be conned by forming your life according to the ways of the world. But be you, Brother Carlos, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, I know a lot of people who sit back and just wait for the universe itself or God itself to be in charge of the transformation of their own mind. But I am reminded today and every day that the transformation of my mind is my work to do. My mind. Changing my house. That's cute. Changing my wardrobe. That's cute. Trading in my car for a better, newer, shinier version. That's cute. Changing my apartment or my condo or my residence. That's cute. But salvation is an inside job. We are all free, but it is up to me to recognize that I am free. So I must always remember, mind your own business, Carlos, because your mind is your own business, Carlos Wayne. Be you not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ah, a garden song is singing in me, in my heart, in my mind. And this is what I know about me and you. A garden song sings true in every me and you. Thank you for your listening. I'm complete. A garden overgrown with loving gone unshown. Filled up with weeds grown everywhere. The garden pleads for better care. Let's do. We keepers of the land have power in our hands to let the garden live again. to help it grow in every man. Let's do. Let's till the soil with trust and do the things we must. A garden song sings true in every me and you. Our power is inside. Let's never let it hide. Let's let it show and let it shine. Let's ever know that we're divine. Let's do. Let's till the soil with trust and do the things we must. A garden song sings true in every me and you. Yes, our power is inside. Let's never let it hide. Let's let it show and let it shine. Let's ever know we're all divine. Let's do. A garden song sings true in every me and every you, in everything we ever do. A garden song sings true in every me and you.
A garden overgrown with loving gone unshown, filled up with weeds grown everywhere. The garden pleads for better care. Let's do. We keepers of the land have power in our hands to let the garden live again, to help it grow in every man. Let's do. Let's till the soil with trust and do the things we must. A garden song sings true in every me and you. Our power is inside. Let's never let it hide. Let it it show and let it shine. Let's ever know that we're divine. Let's do, let's till the soil with trust and do the things we must. A garden song seems true in every me and you, in every me and every you, in everything we ever do, a garden song. See you.